Welcome to today's public affairs program. I am your host, as always, Max Blasky. Today, I will be joined by Randy Hilgen, longtime Palmer resident, as we talk about the Palmer Labor Day celebration coming up this weekend. So, Randy, it wouldn't be a Labor Day celebration without having some activities there on Monday. So, let's go ahead and jump to that day. What do you have going on?
Well, the craft show starts at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, we've got a trap shoot. We'll have a car show starts at 9. And we got quarter carnival going on, and we have the parades at 1:30 max. And also, we got a good baked goods live auction after the parade for the Palmer Cafe to round out the day there. But that's on Monday.
On that parade, Randy, what's your theme this year, and how have turnouts been the last couple years for that?
It kind of gets, people go through that where you don't get very many, but we changed it up this year where we're going to do 80s movies, so we're trying to get all the families to get together, and it sounds like we're going to have quite a few, the guys are going to have an airplane Top Gun float in it, so.
Part of a festival like this is you change stuff year to year, and how have you guys been able to come up with these interesting events like that?
Oh, just we all get together down the cafe and just start throwing stuff out there, and anything goes. If someone wants to try something, we're not going to say no. So, and that's how we ended up with stuff. And we got my boy Josh, he's kind of been in charge of entertainment the last 3-4 years and trying to get some big stuff going.
Now, Randy, you're bringing back the hype again this year. As you look back on last year's performance, what was so spectacular about them?
They bring in their own production and set up a stage just like you see at Country Stampede. It's a big old stage with the lights and all the sound. And you come down around the corner of Palmer and you see that stage. You go, what is going on here? And they come out and they perform different bands, like Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, different. They change costumes. They put on a show. We had about 500 or so people last year, and we're expecting double or more than that this year.
Now, speaking to gentlemen, too, that have been to a lot of the Palmer Labor Days, we talked about all this new stuff this year, but what are some of those things that have stood the test of time, to say?
Oh, the softball tournament, of course, is the big deal on the hill, up there. There'd be 300 to 500 kids up there on the hill all weekend on the slow pitch softball team. That's been going on forever. Everybody's trying to get in, but we only got room for so many teams.
Since you've got all the expertise and everything Palmer Labor Day, what has been your favorite event throughout the years?
Oh, probably the slow pitch softball tournament. Mm-hmm. I announced it for I don't know how many years. And probably just I give them guys a lot of tech that, anybody can. I said slow pitch is for anyone, fast pitch is for athletes. And I give them a hard time, and they take it all good fun.
What is it about that? Where the field's located that makes that such an interesting tournament?
Yeah, it's sitting in the backdrop. You're up on a hill, and it's cut out, and you got terraces up above the third base side that runs, 100 yards or so. Got two levels, and people can drive up there and sit up there and drink your favorite beverage in the outfield in the shade. And, the concession stand, the food they serve out of there, too, is great, and we got everything there, and it's just a good atmosphere.
If anyone wants to get information or a schedule or anything like that, where do they find that?
We got flyers out, and Washington County News has got it in the paper. I know there, and then they can get a hold of anybody in Palmer. We got Facebook. I think they got a deal out there. I don't do that. That's out of my repertoire.
I would like to thank Randy for joining me on today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. As always, this has been your host, Max Blasky. Thank you for tuning in again this weekend, and we look forward to seeing you all again next weekend.